I'm joined today by Simon Bale, who is the owner of Exceller in Surbiton. Thank you for joining us, Simon.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you've got a really exciting event coming up this weekend, something that we haven't been able to do for so, so long. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's Glastonbury 2022 reinvented, and with the sort of the postponement or the cancellation of festivals, live music events, for people organising and for musicians, people like ourselves who quite often host. When Glastonbury announced that they would do a 5-hour live stream with fresh artists and fresh music, it seemed to us like too good an opportunity to miss. And whilst originally this was directed to people in their houses and their front rooms through their TVs, we thought, well, look, if we can't get an artist inside our, you know, inside our place to stream like, or to have live music, well, this seemed like too good to be true. So we contacted them and they said, yeah, sure, go for it. And so we're really excited to be able to put it up on an incredibly large screen, which has kindly been donated by Samsung. And so we're going to be playing, or we're going to be streaming from 7 o'clock onwards on Saturday through to close, which will be about 12. And there's a whole load of great artists and interviews. And I think it'll be about just the music and also the background of Glastonbury.
It sounds like such an exciting event. Now, you've got tickets available for the event. How do people find out more about the event and how do they get hold of those tickets? Because you've got a limit on numbers due to social distancing, etc.
Yes, we have. Our capacity is vastly reduced like everybody else's. So if there are just a few tickets left, so if you go onto our website, which is www.exceller.co.uk, you'll see on the front page or the homepage, there is a picture of Glastonbury and the event. And if you just click through to that, the rest hopefully is self-evident.
And my final question, Simon, is what are you most looking forward to about this event at the weekend?
It's a combination, really. I mean, it's you know, we haven't had anybody in to Surbiton for what seems like forever, 5-6 months. And so not only is it fantastic to have people back in, but it's also great to be able to have some kind of live music in whichever shape we can. We can't have the people in person, so the next best thing for us is to be able to have it through a live stream. And because we've done so many past events through lockdown of live stream, but we've had to stream into people's houses, this time to have an audience inside the shop and to stream to them from another location is quite an exciting proposition for the future. So it's a whole combination of things for us. It's about reconnecting with musicians and reconnecting with our customers, but it's also maybe showing us a way that we can do events that might be played at different parts around different parts of the world. We can bring them into Surbiton for maybe it through 2020, 2021 and who knows beyond.
It sounds like a very exciting future for you guys going ahead. Well, good luck for the weekend and keep us posted with how it all turns out.
Thank you very much.